All right, let's talk to Todd Yeagley. We'll do 10 good solid 15 minutes or so of Indiana men's soccer with the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers and my great friend. Good afternoon, Gaffer. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just a few minutes late.
Who's counting? My great friend Michelle Moss is patiently waiting in the on-deck circle. She'll be fine. She's the best, too. I love getting all you guys on because we've got plenty of great things to talk about. And it's been a couple weeks. It's been a couple of games. It's been a couple of, low-scoring games to get the spring started for Indiana men's soccer and your crew. What have we learned from the—well, let's tell everybody the results first. 1-0, 1-0, one good one and one the opposite direction. What have you learned from the crew here in these two games?
Been good. Yeah, I've got one game outside against Evansville here at the end of February, and you know that they're a dangerous team in transition, so I thought we handled those moments pretty well. Our attack with a lot of new pieces out there, Glass, largely two reasons. One, we have some injuries that are forced our hand, and two, we do like to experiment, as you know, in the spring. And you know, the results are not as important as, one, the performance and the depth. That's what we're looking for, which you obviously can't have that luxury in the fall. You need to get results, and you obviously hope to perform and get results. So I thought we did an okay job in the Evansville game of kind of breaking them down. I think the final pass, which is obviously the hardest, and the decisions in the final third were a bit off, but we had plenty of territory, plenty of the game. And then you kind of flip the switch, you know, they came out really pressing, which we weren't expecting. And we don't scout our opponents. I think they certainly did. So we kind of have a different approach, as we've chatted about in previous shows, that we like to go in blind with the team and have them, with our help, of course, on the sideline, try to solve things, where the matchups are, what are they providing to us. And I thought the SLU game, we just did not do a great job of solving that. And that was kind of the good takeaway in video. And we had quite a long one today, looking at some things that we could do better. Some of that is the new personnel. We have quite a few new players out there, and in positions that they're pretty comfortable. But some of them just with, you know, it's different when you're wearing the jersey. And although the game does not count, you know, there was a really good crowd up in the. You know, we had a nice little group here in Bloomington. It's still different, you know, playing in the match versus training. And we're starting to see some good things and some chinks in the armor with some new guys and young players, I should say. So that's part of it. So evaluation wise, we've gotten a lot out of these two games. May not all things that we wanted to see, but it's allows us to kind of know where we are if we know early March.
In the Evansville game, it's 65 degrees every day until you play. Then it's 35 degrees. Welcome to spring and winter here in Bloomington. Then indoors against St. Louis, as you mentioned as well. You get them out of the rhythm of the practice grind. How much film do you take at practice versus what you take during the games? As we know, you film everything. Do you get more out of it because it is the different scenario, because it is – quote unquote, the game, or do you just film everything to try to learn everything daily?
Well, we don't do much filming of practice right now because we're over on the turf quite a bit. We don't have really a ability to do that. Our training field has a camera and system that we can videotape every session, as with obviously game field. So we'll start doing that more as we get into March, post-spring break. But honestly, Glass, some of the big takeaways are when you go full-sided 11s. We haven't been able to do that yet, except maybe two practices because of the injury bug and sickness bug that has kind of hit our team. I think last game we had 8 players not available out of 21 field players. So that's a big number. And that definitely hurt our ability to one, get creative with what we were trying to do. There was a part of me that wanted to make a couple tactical changes to make the opportunity to win that game. But I really wanted to kind of keep guys in their best positions, even though we didn't have quite the tactical change with a player to give. And that was a stretching component. SLU really pressed us. And if we spun him around a few times, we would have gotten behind him and been really dangerous. We just didn't look to do it. nor do we have most of the personnel in those positions to do it, based on their strengths and weaknesses. So we do a lot of video more when we have full-sided, whether it's scrimmages internal, which we'll do more post-spring break once we get some healthy bodies back. And then obviously these five games are massive for that. And we'll, we actually, today was a pretty long one. We only did one half. So we'll split the SLU game up into two parts and do the other half when we get back from break. But yeah, you do a lot of learning, and this is the time to get these habits developed. And as we've always said, getting the depth figured out before these freshmen or transfers arrive is a really big piece to all this spring. It's to know, okay, when we hit the ground running in August, what do we know about, the depth in all the positions that we need it? And that is a huge part. And some of the depth might be developing into a starting role. So it's not just depth, but it's where they move the needle. And there's some stock up and stock down on some of the guys, and we'll work through that. But, I was disappointed in the performance. I mean, the result, obviously, we win the game, but, there was a lot of takeaways that, you learn as much from some tough times, class. Then, everything's going really, really well and things are smooth. You don't quite learn as much. So not that you prescribe it this way, but I think you do get a lot of learning done when the performance was not where it needed to be.
Head coach Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's soccer. They are off the rest of the month of March from game play. We'll pick it back up in April. We'll talk about that when we get closer to April. We'll have a game here in Bloomington. We'll have a game in Lexington. And we'll wrap things up with the Auld Enemy in Grand Park up there. Replacing some key positions. The goalkeeper position, that battle is open for business?
And the JT's, certainly our returning starter. We've had some injuries there, too. We've had a couple of goalies out with injury or sickness. So we haven't played anyone else in goal yet. We're still looking to reevaluate kind of where we are with goalkeeping. We think JT certainly can do the job, but we're doing a deep dive to see if we need another piece, and that piece could be soon with potential move from the transfer portal or whatnot. So be on the lookout for that. And then really the center back is a huge piece. And, Brecken Menzie is getting a lot of experience on the fly here, taking Joey Mayer's role. And they couldn't be more different as a player. Their strengths and weaknesses are on the opposite end. So
is that a natural position for him?
He did play there. He played there and right back is a club player. Right back's probably where he spends most time. So he's learning the center back, and he's also learning to play on his non-dominant foot, which is not easy. We're putting him in a tough spot, but he's learning. He's kind of drinking from the fire hose right now, class. And, there's days he's actually swallowing, and some days it's just coming out.
Nose.
I'm not sure which one it is. So it's his birthday today, so I shouldn't say too much.
Good. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah. But he's there's so much there in Brecken, and we do see a lot in him. And sometimes you're the toughest on the guys that you see something, and you just want it to be there faster, not only for the team, but for that individual. So there's still a lot of promise in Brecken Menzie, but we're obviously still sorting that out. The left back, we both our left backs, Barger and Joel Demian, are both out, and this would have been a great opportunity for Joel Demian to get a really good look to see where we have depth there. We had a really, really bright, 4 or 5 weeks from Luke Rydell, who redshirted, and he took a hamstring in the Evansville game, so now we couldn't use him, and he's one that we see maybe kind of fighting in for some positional roles in the fall. But again, he went backwards from an evaluation standpoint. We had a mono with Justin Scheffler, so we couldn't really see him in spots where we wanted to see. And we're putting some guys. Lucas Wohlers is a player that appeared in the St. Louis game, but did not play in the Evansville game again because he was coming back from a bit of an injury. He showed some good signs, but again, he hasn't been fully healthy, and yet his fitness isn't quite where it needs to be for a fair evaluation yet. So that center back position, who can help us up front? We have a lot of new pieces coming, class, as we've talked about with recruits and transfers. And we have some injuries right now. Collins Oduro hasn't kicked the ball all spring.
Oh, man.
You know how good Collins Oduro is. So I'm bullish on what it's looking like, but we got to kind of see through the trees right now. You know, as a team and staff, and obviously the players don't know who all is coming in. We do. But yet we're trying to get the most out of these key positional battles, we think, in the fall. And again, Brecken Menzies is a good example. I mean, we got three other center backs coming in, and you know, we're trying to get him in a position where he's as ready as the other three, the other three being true freshmen. And we'll see where it plays out in these months ahead. But, yeah, we'll get right back at it. Day after spring break, we'll be back at practice, and we ramp up even more this last 2 months of really month and a half before we hit finals week.
And finals week is, well, it's all going to be here right on top of us before we know it, so it's always exciting to touch base with you. The MLS season has started. 16 connections from your program in the big leagues. How exciting is that story to tell on the recruiting trail and in the locker room?
It's great. It gives, you know, I think what's also nice is that you have such different stories out there with some of our players. I mean, one of the hottest young players in the league right now is honestly Griffin Dorsey. And you remember Griffin. You know, here's a player that obviously is super well for us. We said he'll move back as a right back, which he has done at the next level. But, you know, he was let go from Toronto. He had a couple years. He just couldn't break in. And he just kept at it, got a new chance with Houston. Was it kind of basically in a trial situation 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Breaks into the team, gets signed, works his way into appearing. And then next thing you know, he has a season that we all thought was there. And now he is just a mainstay for Houston as a right back and playing fantastic. So it gives a reminder to all of our players, like, one, it takes different paths to get to where you want to go. At the same time, too, we have guys like Daniel Muni who, you know, redshirted and didn't play much as a freshman, and his career took off. So some of our young players, they're like, man, I just can't get over the hump. You know, it seems so, I'm so lonely where I am and so hard. It's like, well, you can do it. You can. If things come together and you make the improvements that you need to be, your role can change drastically. And, you know, no one is drafting you based on what you did your freshman year. It's the body
right.
of work.
Yeah.
And Daniel Muni is just a really good, a recent example for our players to see, you know, a red shirt turn into a player of the year in the conference to turn into a draft pick who is now, you know, right there in the mix to be playing for San Jose.
Very exciting times. Again, MLS getting started, and we'd like to follow all of them. And there are plenty of them. You can learn more at iuhoosiers.com. Get a little sunburn this week, buddy. Have a little fun there with the family, and then we can start going through the gears when we get back. So enjoy that break, and we'll talk to you before April kicks off, because you've got three more matches to get to before finals. And we always appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks for squeezing us in today.
Thanks, class. Appreciate it.